My name is Charmaine Tan, and I'm really excited because I have here with me the esteemed Dato' Amirul, and he's here with us to share actually with our listeners and really a heart-to-heart fireside chat. And I think that's amazing because I've seen the work that you've been doing with your team for the nation of Malaysia, and it's really impressive. And I feel like there's a lot of collaboration happening as well with different countries. There's so much we can learn from each other. So Dato', just we all want to hear from you. Yeah, if you can share a bit maybe about like even what you have been working on over the last few years, the strategy and your vision for Malaysia.
Thank you, Charmaine. Firstly, thanks for inviting me to this podcast. A bit of background, I'm the CEO of Cybersecurity Malaysia. So Cybersecurity Malaysia is actually the national cybersecurity specialist center for Malaysia. We were established about 27 years ago, actually, as early as 1997.
Oh, not
as my cert. At that time, my cert is one of the three earliest cert in Asia-Pac. So we were also the co-founder of the APEC cert, AP cert.
Okay.
And we've grown since then from my cert, become NISA, National Information Security Emergency Response Team. Later on, become Cybersecurity Malaysia in 2007. It was launched by the Prime Minister. At that time, we have a policy which was launched earlier, 1 year earlier, in 2006, called National Cybersecurity Policy.
Yeah.
So Cybersecurity Malaysia is the agency that is being tasked to drive the implementation of the NCSP, or the National Cybersecurity Policy. Since then, we have evolved many things. We even launched Malaysia Cybersecurity Strategy, MCSS, in 2020. And currently, Malaysia is looking into finalizing and drafting the first cybersecurity bill or cybersecurity act in the country, which is expected to be presented to the parliament in this year, sometime this year.
Okay, very exciting.
So you can see that the growth is there.
Yep.
However, as you know, cybersecurity is a very dynamic and challenging field because we all know technology, especially digital technology, evolve very fast. To the level any policy or regulation might not be able to cope with the changes as fast as how the technology change. We've heard now so many new emerging technologies such as AI, quantum computing, blockchain, and so many other things. I think it has created an environment that is getting more and more complex and sophisticated. Yet they are also, I will say, moving towards converging. Converging in terms of both the physical and the cyberspace, where you're also being introduced about Industrial Revolution 4.0. Now, digital technology is enabling all sectors. Now we have IoT. Even the word now, they have a term called IOE, Internet of Everything. So it means everything is connected. So that also create also challenges when it comes to cyberspace, especially cybersecurity, because it creates a new threat vector, and it allows more exposure to the risk of cyber attacks. So it makes us continue to evolve. And I feel even while we are still working on this draft of cybersecurity bill, I believe there is a need to have more legislation, especially on the more proactive part rather than a responsive element. At the same time, we need to strengthen collaboration because I believe with the sophistication as I mentioned in the ecosystem, no one entity can handle cybersecurity alone. We have to work with various parties, whether it's from the government, private sector, academia, even the community, etc. We have to support and complement each other. We have to leverage on each other's strength. Because as we all know, the criminals, the cyber criminals, they are, I will say, smart or they're advanced in leveraging on all these technologies to to do what they like to do or they want to do.
Yeah.
For example, if I'm not mistaken, there was a study by WEF. Especially when it comes to the issue of the usage of AI, for example. The study mentioned that, I think, who will benefit the most out of this AI technology?
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think about 58% of the survey that was done by the W Community Forum, if I'm not mistaken, it said about 58% will give benefit to the techers, while only about 8 to 9% will give benefits to the defenders. So it shows how much these, I would say, attackers, they leverage on the emerging technology.
100%.
So as such, it's very important for us to work together. And we have to understand the model of management is also different in terms of cyberspace. Compared to the traditional space, it's no longer about collaborative. It's no longer about command and control or top-down approach. But in cyberspace, it's all about collaborative model, working together, supporting each other. That's the new model in terms of managing threats in cyberspace.
Very switched on, Dato, because that's it's so amazing to hear that. Especially from the CEO of Cybersecurity Asia, and that's the vision you have. First of all, that's a very rich history that you guys have had, 27 years. That's massive, and you have seen a lot of evolution along the way, a lot of change. But I think you've also acknowledged that it really takes a collaboration approach, that we can't do this alone. We have to do this with partners and community and industry partners to actually get to where we are looking at. And you're right, the world has evolved a lot with AI. I think that statistics, that's quite alarming. It shows that criminals are really using that very actively to help them further their attacks, actually, as compared to the defenders, where we are a bit slower, we are less agile to adopting new technologies, which puts us behind. So we really need to be evolving as quickly as possible. What, Dato, what's your goals, you know, for this year? I know you mentioned a few key things, but what would you say is your top three things that you would want to focus on and encourage also the rest of the community to be mindful of?
Always, I believe, the element of how you approach cybersecurity. It has to be holistic.
Yes.
I put it into three categories: people, process and technology.
Yeah.
So when it comes to people, I always believe the importance of strengthening both the awareness part, which is for those non-practitioner, the user of technologies, to give them awareness about all these cyber security issues, plus to train and build better competency to the practitioner.
Yeah.
You know? So the element, this is what I call education or the training capability. So both the awareness and education must come together and need to be strengthened, including incorporating the changes in technology that's out there.
Yeah.
Second element, we have the the technology element as well. I have highlighted that technology has evolved. Now there are so many new technology that comes into the space. The IoT, IoE, blockchain, AI, you name it, everything. They are getting more and more complex.
Yes.
So you have to evolve. Yeah. 5G, now 5.5G.
Oh, yeah.
With all this technology being introduced, it tends to normally focus on making sure technologies are there. But security tends to be, left behind.
Yes. So
security is an afterthought rather than security by design. So the importance of how we have to ensure trust and confidence by continuing ensuring security from the beginning. So these are also the challenges. And then the third element is on the process. It can also be stroke governance. It can covers from the element of policy, element of regulations and law, element of best practices, compliance, risk and compliance, etc. This is where I feel that Malaysia need to be, strengthened. Especially, for example, even though in Malaysia we already have various legislation when it comes to cyber. For example, we had Computer Crime Act 1997 under the police. We have Communications and Multimedia Act under the MCMC, the Malaysia Communication and Multimedia Commission.
Yes.
We also have the Personal Data Protection Act 2010 by the Personal Data Protection Department. And most recently, by National Security Council through NACSA, where they have currently they're drafting and I think finalizing a cybersecurity bill, the first cybersecurity bill in the country. Still, despite all those, I believe there's a lack of some legislation element.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Cybersecurity Act focusing a lot on protection of critical national information structure.
Yes.
Computer Crime Act tends to focus on the fraud-related matters.
Mm-hmm.
More like a computer crime matters.
Yeah.
While CMA more the regulation of the telcos, the ISPs, the providers. And the Personal Data Protection Act, which is also in the process of amendment, because it was established and gazetted in 2010.
Yes.
Now we are 2024.
Mm-hmm.
GDPR came a bit later after the PDAP Act.
Mm-hmm.
So an amendment it will be there also. But still, the element of issue of online scam, misinformation, fake news, these are elements that are still not really covered exclusively or appropriately by legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most recently the government has formed a task force in which I'm also a member.
Yeah.
In which they are looking into the possibility of drafting another bill specifically on online harm.
Okay.
Which include those I mentioned just now, scam, misinformation, etc., to cover some element that may not be covered by some of these elements.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the policy and strategy, we have our MCSS, Malaysia Cybersecurity Strategy, which was meant for 2020 to 2024, which means by this year it finished.
Yeah.
So the need to go for the second version, 3.0, moving forward. So these are some of the things that may, I would say, happening.
It's a very big year ahead of you.
So these are some of the new, I would say, focus.
Yes.
That we'll have to work on in the next 1 to 2 years.
Yes.
To strengthen all those, especially developing new legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, at the same time, to strengthen existing legislation that may have been outdated. Because if you look at what I mentioned earlier, it has been quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
PDPA, the President of the Act, was 2010. Now 2024. Computer Crime Act was 1997.
Yeah.
Now it's 2024.
Yeah.
Computer and Communications and Multimedia Act was also in 1998. And now it's 2024. So imagine I mentioned just now, the technology changed very fast.
Well, right.
The policy and regulations couldn't cope with the pace.
It's not exactly relevant as well.
So that's why the need to look and explore of one, to strengthen existing laws.
Yes.
At the same time, to also explore into new areas that is not covered. Because now the fact that cyber is covering almost all aspects of individuals, businesses, government, etc.
I think it's amazing because there's so much to keep up, right? And you can't really keep on top of everything.
Yes.
And it's such a wide spectrum. But it's that awareness that you have as well on the team about the different areas and also being mindful of what's in the legacy. How do you ensure that's updated and relevant in today's context so that it's actually helping people in a meaningful way and not just, you know, for, as we talk about, compliance for compliance sake, but it's something that would really help them practically. So I think that's amazing. I think we want to just end off with hearing a bit more just about, you know, final words from you in terms of your personal advice, you know, given that you've seen so much for over the last few decades and we have the next gen, and you still look very young, Dato. And, you know, with the new generation coming out, what kind of advice would you have for, could be our leaders, the boards even, and just the next generation?
Okay. I would say cybersecurity is not a one-man show. or one woman job. You have to work together, collaboratively, and you have to view cybersecurity as a shared responsibility. That's key.
Yes.
Because, like I said, no one can handle cybersecurity alone. No government, no companies, private sectors, no any universities, no one person can handle it. You have to work together. And at the same time, in terms of an institution or organization, the importance of shared responsibility must be there. You cannot depend on IT guy or IT department to handle cybersecurity in the organization.
Yes.
It has to come from the top.
Yeah.
And work closely with all your staff and employees together. Everyone has their own part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because if anything happens to your organization,
yeah,
it's not just IT department will be responsible. The impact will be to your organization.
Yes.
The staff also will be affected.
Yep.
Everyone will be affected.
Yeah.
So it's about collaboration and a shared responsibility.
I really love that, and you know, to see you echoing this so passionately as a CEO himself, I think that speaks volume, you know, and about being a role model as well. And that's something that we all should take away from and be mindful that we cannot do this alone. We really need the help of the team, the support, and like what Dato said, it's about being conscious on how we can involve others along in this journey. So that's a fantastic way to really just end this. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And we hope you guys get something out of it. Thank you, Dato.
Thank you.